What was it like shooting in Pittsburgh and especially like the high school? Was that, that was Jesse's old high school?
Yeah, Jesse, Andy Warhol went there. It's been there since 1916 and had been abandoned for 5-6 years. And so I was scouting high schools in Pittsburgh, and they all kind of looked, you know, all high schools kind of looked the same. And then Jesse's sister was working, I forget what it, how we ended up with that high school, but it was closed for like 5 years because there was an asbestos kind of situation. And then there was some controversy about that, whether that was really true or not. The fact that they had just sold the building, they were going to turn them into lofts. So we got the keys from a handyman and broke in. Not broke in, but not... It wasn't like we had a permission, but it was through friends, through Jesse's sister who's connected to the city, we were able to get a key from a handyman. And he guided us in through this. So we hadn't, no one had gone in there in a long time, years. So we go into the basement and work our way up. And it was like Chernobyl. I mean, you think of a school like that that's been abandoned for 5-6 years. As you're walking, like ceiling panels would fall on your head, and there was foam, so it's not big deal. But it was just dust and artifacts, and it was just. But the scope and the scale of the school was so beautiful that then that informed a lot of the look to make it look like a prison and light it with fluorescence. And then we got the furniture, like the, and plus it was so big, and we're a little movie. They had all these ideas, but we couldn't afford it. Like you can't clean up an entire school. And this is a massive school for like 1,000 kids. So then you had to be very surgical as a director. So this is the hero angle for this hallway. And we can only do this. So that means I can only afford these many lockers that we would get from schools that were closing down. There were two schools that had just closed down and we started shooting this summer. So we borrowed those desks and those lockers and tables for the cafeteria. So then it was, I had this, I have the cafeteria. And down the hall, I had his office, and then we had the hero classroom. That was it. Everything else. Sometimes you even look out, and it's... If you look at the movie again, you see all the ceiling panels that were just... Mm-hmm. They're not even... They're like... fall. Sometimes they'd fall during shots. And we thought about, for a second, VFXing, because it's very static, VFXing and adding all the panels. But it just looked better just the way it is, you know.
Especially with that, like, the scene in the classroom, which is how beautiful the back...
Yeah, those are. That's, you can see why they can make beautiful apartments because mm-hmm. the huge bay windows. And I don't even know that's a bay window. Just the curvature of that beautiful neoclassical. I've never seen a building quite like that. And that was very exciting because okay, fine, at least it's not going to look like another high school movie because the architecture is not going to let you do that.